Today, we've been following the Boston Marathon and looking back 10 years ago to the marathon bombings, which killed three and injured more than 280 others. Among the 17 who lost limbs that day was then 38-year-old Heather Abbott, who'd made her annual trip from Newport, Rhode Island to Boston to watch the race. Now, this day, for many now, is one of grief and anger. Last week, we asked Heather, how are you doing?
Well, I guess I'm feeling a little bit reflective, but overall, I'd say pretty good about it.
Well, you've told us you don't mind looking back. So your surgeons told you you could keep your leg, but you'd always have pain, or you could amputate. And some amputees came to help you with that decision?
That's right. Mostly veterans who had lost limbs in Iraq or Afghanistan were called upon from all over the country to fly out to Boston and visit those of us who lost limbs to kind of give us some hope, and they certainly did. It was tremendously impactful to see them walk through the hospital room door and tell us about what it was like to be an amputee.
Well, and to help you make the decision.
Yes.
And then you discover that, yes, insurance covers certain prostheses for people who lose limbs, but not all the prostheses that a person living a life needs.
That's right. Typically, insurance will cover a basic walking prostheses, but anything that's like a running leg or like a high heel leg is typically not considered medically necessary.
And how important and necessary was a dress leg for Heather Abbott?
Well, it was very necessary. I really felt like that helped me regain, part of my life back.
You're a high heel girl.
I am.
Yeah. Do you understand your dress leg, the high heel leg, it's adjustable?
It actually isn't. It's designed specifically for 4-inch heels.
Oh.
So it looks like a Barbie foot.
Okay. That's right. It's Heather. But you can get one that's adjustable so that you can have different size heels.
Yes.
These are super expensive. And you decided to start a foundation to help others in the same position.
I started the Heather Abbott Foundation right at the end of 2014, and our mission is to provide prosthetic devices to limb loss victims of traumatic circumstances.
Tell us one story of someone that you were able to help.
I think one that comes to mind, a young man who was injured in a car accident and lost both of his legs above the knee at 19. And was only able to get prostheses that had mechanical knees rather than microprocessor knees, which are the more advanced knees available. And he, had just started college and was doubtful about whether he'd ever be able to finish or gain his independence back. And we were able to provide him those microprocessor knees, and over the years have seen him complete his college education, be able to drive and really thrive in his life.
Wonderful. Can you take us back to what it was like for you to get to that point?
Well, it wasn't easy. I remember trying on a prosthesis for the first time and expecting it to feel like a real leg, and recalling how easily that veterans that walked into my hospital room maneuvered on it, and thinking it was not easy at all. It took a lot of practice, a lot of physical therapy and dedication to be able to learn how to walk on a regular prosthesis, let alone a high heel one or use a running one.
Yeah. Well, but that hard-earned knowledge helps you now coach others.
Yes, I became a peer counselor, and oftentimes I'm called on to speak with other individuals, usually women who have lost limbs or are facing a decision to lose a limb.
Well, I have to ask you, how do you do this? I mean, are there mornings where you wake up and say, I've had it, throw a leg across a room, or is that all behind you?
I would say for the most part, it's behind me. There, there are some days that are more difficult than others, but I think I've accepted that this is what happened, and I can't change what happened. So I try to concentrate on looking forward and making the most of, what I've got now.
Do you ever get to the point of, I survived?
Yeah, I certainly do. And I felt that way very strongly 10 years ago and still do, and think about, how much worse things could have been.
Yeah. And you go to the marathon?
I do. The foundation has a team representing us each year, and we have a watch party right on Boylston Street just before the finish line. I have been to every Boston Marathon since 2013.
How do you explain that to people who might be stunned by that. They might think that would be the last place I'd want to be.
You know, the first year I went back, it felt like a kind of a reclamation of a day that I always enjoyed. I want to be there to support our runners and enjoy the day like I did before the bombing.
Yeah, take it back. By the way, are you ever in touch with the former Patriots linebacker Matt Chatham, who picked you up?
Yes. He and his wife both helped me that day, and I typically do see them during the Boston Marathon at some point.
Yeah. You don't have any anger?
No, I don't have anger, and I haven't. And I'm not sure why or if it's ever going to come out at some point. Yeah, I guess that I've been fortunate in that sense to be able to move past those feelings.
Yeah, I'm happy for you. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye. Bye.